All right, folks, it looks like Trump has reversed his reversal of his policy regarding illegal workers for three industries. What was it? Hotels, agriculture, and meatpacking. And a few days ago, he had said that ICE should stop making arrests of illegals who are involved in these three industries. And it was just something that Trump said. It wasn't an official policy, but it was like a memo that went out, and then ICE halted the arrests of workers for those industries. And then, of course, everybody, I mean, this whole issue blew up, and everybody started asking, well, wait a second. I thought the plan was to deport illegals because they're being counted in the census, and they're distorting, you know, the House of Representatives, which is based on the census, and they're distorting the Electoral College, etc. And they're here illegally. And I respect the fact that these people are working. They're working jobs, and actually hard jobs that most Americans are not willing to work. And that is notable. And that's why I said that what's actually needed is a work visa program. So if there are industries like hotels or meatpacking or agriculture or whatever, if these industries cannot find American workers, and believe me, they can't, then, you know, we got to have somebody in here to do the work, obviously, but they have to be legally in the country. And the way to do that is work visa programs. It's very common all over the world. If you go to, you know, Taiwan, for example, work visa programs. If you go to China, work visa programs. Japan, work visa programs. Like all over the world, work visa programs that let workers come in and do work. Sometimes it's seasonal, sometimes it's year round. But those people do not count in the census. They do not get to vote. They do pay taxes when they're on a work visa program because their earnings are reported just like any other earnings. And that's the right way to handle this. But what has happened so far is one day Trump just said, okay, we're no longer going to deport these people. And then the recent news, what just happened, is he reversed that reversal and he said, I take it back. Now, we are going to deport those people from hotels, you know, the hotel industry, agriculture, meatpacking. And imagine what it's like being a business owner in those industries. If you're an agricultural, you know, business owner, you run a, let's say, a strawberry growing and picking operation, okay? And you've been in California hiring illegals for 25 years seasonally to come in and pick your strawberries. Okay. How are you supposed to anticipate anything? How are you supposed to have a clue about the future of where all of this is going if Trump just changes his mind every few days and just throws out and say, oh, we're going to deport them now. And then next week, no, we're not. And then the following week, oh, we're going to add three more industries that are exempt. Now it's going to be, you know, instead of hotels, it's going to be construction next week. Drywall workers, you know, roofers. I mean, how on earth, and I say this as a business owner, how does any business in America plan for the future when you got a president like this that's just throwing out apparent policy changes every day that just seem to be as random as rolling the dice? There's no consistency in it. How do business leaders plan? How does anybody make an investment decision about investing in a company that's involved in any of these industries when you have no reliability about the future because you don't know whether you're going to be able to get labor or how to get labor? I mean, that's the big question, is how do you get labor? Because Trump hasn't announced anything like, okay, the hotel industry is exempt, and then what you're going to do is you're going to go through the Department of Labor, and then you're going to have this special exemption status, and then you need to go to this website and fill out this form. You know, there's none of that. It's just by the seat of his pants. And this is the problem of Trump's style. And he did this with the tariffs also, which just caused havoc across the world. He did it with the tariffs. He was like, okay, April 2nd, Liberation Day, we're going to have massive tariffs on all these countries, and on China, it was like 150% tariffs. And then a couple weeks later, he was like, nah, we're going to back off the tariffs because we're talking to China now. And so we'll just go down to 10% for China, but, you know, 50% for Europe or whatever. These numbers were just out of the blue, pulled out of somebody's ass, probably Navarro's ass, come to think of it. He must have a large rectum to have all these tariffs shoved up in there so effectively. Must have taken some work to pry them out, but they got them out. And then they've been pushing just these nonsense numbers, that making up tariff numbers that aren't even real. They were claiming that all these other countries were charging these tariff rates, and they weren't. What Trump and Navarro had done is they calculated trade imbalances, and then they called them tariffs by calculating some ratio that was pulled out of somebody else's ass. So these are two very clear examples of what I'm talking about here, where the entire business community, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, corporations, etc., how does anybody plan to get anything done in this country? I mean, even auto manufacturers, Ford had to shut down its production lines recently because it's missing neodymium magnets from China because of Trump's tariffs. So Ford is shutting down, just like I said they would. I predicted that over a month ago. I said this is coming, and it's here. And so Trump's just back and forth, or just off the cuff, spouting new policy demands on, you know, tariffs or labor, two really important things that are involved in domestic manufacturing and trade and production and getting products to people. How does any business function in this environment? It's the future is entirely unpredictable. And on any given day, if you're in, let's say, agriculture, you don't know whether your hiring practices are legal or illegal on any given day. In fact, they were legal 2 days ago. Now they're illegal. And then maybe 3 days later, they're going to be legal again because there's going to be pushback from some powerful person who owns a bunch of farms or something. You know, this approach to economic policy reminds me of a little Hispanic child at a birthday party with a blindfold and a baseball bat striking a piñata over and over again, hoping that candy falls out. Like, that seems to be Trump's approach to economics, policy, diplomacy, whatever. Just blindly striking out and hoping something sticks. This is not a credible way to function as a country, as an economy, as a presidency. You have to have some level of consistency. You can't just keep changing the rules every day. Even if the rules are bad, if they're consistent, at least people know what to expect. But what Trump does is he takes rules or throws new ones out there, and then one day they're bad, and the next day they're not as bad, and then a few days later they're bad again, or they're good, and then they're bad, and then they're gooder, and then they're better, and then they're gooder, and it's like, what the hell, man? How do we function? So, I don't know what to say. It's like being strapped to a roller coaster and forced to go on a crazy ride with upside down loops and everything, and you're just holding on for dear life. Let's hope for some stability. Let's pray for Trump to find some wisdom in all of this, because his current method does not work. And most of the U.S. economy has been thrust into widespread disarray because of this kind of piñata approach to economics. I'm going to call it piñata economics. How about that? Instead of voodoo economics, it's piñata economics. Beating the system over and over in the hopes that candy will fall out. Yeah, there you go. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch, and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that.
E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super-potent antioxidant. And it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.